Look, I've had conversations this morning with the Department of Agriculture in Canberra, and it would appear from the Australian side that there hasn't been an official notification that the quarter three permits are in fact 50,000 head, but we understand via contacts in Indonesia that that is the case.
Yes, and that's flowed on to some of the exporters. I think it was on Friday evening they all started getting word of this 50,000 head. Are you expecting that to be the final number?
Look, it's difficult to know for sure, and I expect by the end of today that we will have some certainty around the decision. Either way, you know, it creates difficulties. There's no question from the production sector point of view that there are challenges in preparing your herd, and we have a lead time in our industry of up to a couple of years to prepare for certain markets, and I think that's indicative at the moment. If we're looking at around 50,000 head, it will create some logistical challenges.
Indonesia is not only our biggest live export market, it's the biggest market for feeder animals under 350 kilos. If it is 50,000 head, what are the other market options for northern producers?
Look, it's not a simple scenario, and this class of animal is not necessarily transferable into other supply chains. So it is a highly valued market into Indonesia, and we'll certainly be continuing to work at an industry level on ensuring that our relationship with Indonesia stays strong and positive. I think in the short term, what it does do is it creates uncertainty and major fluctuations in the supply chain of this magnitude leads, I guess, to long-term instability in terms of where you actually focus your product and what market you aim for. And there are market opportunities that exist out there now. And at the end of the day, it comes down to individuals' choices of what markets they focus on. And I think longer-term instability just provides opportunities for other markets to gain a bit of momentum.
Mm. Why is this happening?
Look, it's difficult to know. I think it's more of a situation of internal domestic arrangements in Indonesia than anything that's going on within our own country at the moment. And longer term, we're certainly continuing to push for an annualised permit system that gives the entire supply chain a bit more certainty. The difficult situation for Australian producers also plays out right throughout the entire supply chain. It creates challenges for shippers and exporters. There's currently boats out on the water. Mm. It certainly creates issues for feedlot managers in Indonesia and right through to the wet market and the consumer right at the end of the chain. So we believe longer term certainty around the allocation of permits will lead to a consistency and less volatility in pricing.
Yeah, do you think this would push the price of beef up in Indonesia if this 50,000 allocation does go ahead?
Look, it appears that's already happening. We've heard reports that the price of meat in the wet market has spiked over the weekend.
So it's already spiking and... Yeah, they could be taking less cattle.
It does appear it's having the opposite effect of what, you know, the desired impact is in Indonesia currently. So it's not unusual, I think, for any market that experiences volatility such as this for pricing instability to occur. And we're seeing that played out now.
Speaking to a family-owned cattle business in the Northern Territory over the weekend, and they said if it is 50,000, they feel those permits will just be sucked up by the big cattle companies straight away and there'll be no room for the little guys. Mm. Is that your understanding?
Look, I'm not in a position to comment on the commercial arrangements that exporters have and with their individual clients, but it makes it very difficult. Whether you know you're a corporate or a smaller family operation, it's all relative. And at the end of the day, there are cattle in paddocks out there waiting to head off to market. So it's a challenge for the entire industry at the moment.
Okay, so just finally to be clear. 50,000 permits is what the industry has been told, but they haven't been issued yet. They're not in the hand. Have you heard any other figure?
Well, there has been speculation that the figure it was predicted to be a little bit higher than that, or quite a bit higher, around 200,000 was the number that we're hearing. So it has been surprising to hear reports of 50,000, and I don't think it's a positive thing to be speculating too much. So the number of 50,000 is out there. There has been a lot of discussion around it over the weekend, and we're just looking forward to having that finalised, and then industry is able to then make some decisions and position itself for this quarter of how they're going to manage their herds in the supply chain.
Okay, well, we really appreciate your time on the Country Out Today to talk about it.
Thanks, Matt.